ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Games come down to a few plays and a few playmakers making some plays in some big moments. And that, to me, is where Buffalo has lacked compared to the other top teams in football the last few years. So, yes, receiver maybe is an option there. I also look at go, man, is there a defensive tackle out there? Is there another cover corner out there that they can use and help their secondary out a little bit? I'll be interested to see their approach during the trade deadline.
Chris Sims. Well, there's one more receiver on the free agent block today. That would be Ray-Ray McCloud. Ray-Ray McCloud reunion, question mark? He was scratched for the Bills game, too. Surprisingly, I would say at the time. Healthy scratch.
And then sent home?
Yeah, and then he was basically kicked off.
Something must have gone sideways there. We haven't even talked about Tyler Lockett. Is that official yet, or are they still like fishing for trade offers or something?
I think it's over.
Okay.
For Tyler Lockett. I'm not sure if it's over for Ray-Ray McCloud. He did have 62 catches for Atlanta last year, if you didn't know.
I did not know. I didn't even know he had got – I mean, I knew when the Bills played there because he was inactive. I didn't know he'd been there and caught 62 balls. Last I knew, I was surprised to see him playing in the rotation for San Francisco. That's got to be season before last now. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing last year was his first year in Atlanta.
That's right.
Okay.
Super Bowl year, San Francisco. They lost to the Chiefs.
All right.
The second time. Now Joe and I are texting about the World Series. I think Sneak's going to the World Series on Friday, and I'm still not. I'm just engaging with people with discussions. The Sabres have the Leafs Friday and Saturday. And I don't know what could be different about either of those experiences. Like, so many Leaf fans come here. There are so many people between here and Toronto in the horseshoe. But maybe there's a lesser Leafs turnout.
I would bet... It might depend on what if they're holding tickets already, right? They already got them planned. Let's go take over that building. That's always fun. And then, they find out last night that Toronto's going to be playing, whether they're going to the World Series or not.
Just to watch it.
Yeah, right. You might want to just, let's see if I can sell these tickets. And then maybe that determines, for some people, that'll be the tiebreaker. Can I get my money back or even close to it? Because all I really want to do is go to my neighborhood joint and hang out with my friends and watch the Blue Jays game, rather than go to this hockey game. That's a fun time, anyways. But still, this is one. Doesn't happen since 1993. So let's do this. Yeah, I wonder if the Canadians filling the arena will be impacted by that. And then, Saturday night up there. I mean, the games start like an hour apart.
And the buildings are close to each other.
Very close, yeah. So, I mean, it's Toronto. I'm sure there are huge events at the Air Canada Centre or whatever it's called, Scotiabank Place or something, you know, concerts and whatnot when there are baseball games going on. So it's not
right.
an uncommon occurrence in a city of that size. But still, like anybody who's casually invested in Toronto sports would probably prefer to watch the game two rather than go to a Sabres-Leafs game on Saturday night. So I wonder what that'll look like.
It is 32 years since the Jays made the World Series. So for anybody under 40, probably, like this, you've never had this before. And it's L.A. and Ohtani and all. It's the best. I felt bad for the Mariners. Like, beating the Yankees is the best. Beating the Dodgers would be awesome. Beating Seattle, they're kind of like you. I mean, they came in. They're the Sabres and the Canucks. They came in at right. the same time. And the Mariners are the only, I think, major league team to have never made the World Series once. And they were that close. Imagine being at the Seahawks game last night. Or tailgating, if they have that. Just being at the stadium for the football game, which started at 10 Eastern, and the baseball game, as that game is getting ready to kick off, it's like right in the
right,
heat of it.
That's in the throes of it. Yeah, right.
I mean, would you have wanted to go to the Seahawks game if you were – I mean, they're probably all fans of both teams, the Mariners and the Seahawks. That would have been tough.
Man,
what what a bummer of a loss as you're sitting there – you know, usually always getting so riled up.
Yeah, given the timing of everything, I can imagine fans at a tailgate, right, keeping track of the baseball game. All right, it's 9:45, quarter. We got to go. You turn your TV off and pack up your stuff and go to the football game, and you're ahead. And by the time you get to the turnstile, maybe you're like, oh, no. Or a little
that's
later, whatever.
The home run.
Yeah, like I don't know the timing of everything. I don't know exactly what time it was, but it is very likely that people walked away from the baseball game with their fingers crossed, and then got to the football game and went, oh, geez, wow.
What would it be? It would be the Sabres playing. I'm not even sure how close this is. The Sabres be playing on, this has probably happened. A weekend Bills playoff date, and I think you could skip a Sabres game to watch
there's a lot
AFC
of them.
Championship or something like that.
Right.
But it's not the same the other way around.
No.
Because there are 8 or 9 football games a year.
Right.
And it's Monday night. It's a big one. And like you've got the Mariners on your phone, which is really, you might trade 5 consecutive.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Winless Seahawks seasons for that win in the ball game. You might.
Yeah.
How many straight games would you live with the Seahawks losing if it meant the Mariners winning last night? Like 50. That big. And it's not a franchise where like we'll be back.
Right.
The Mariners, like that's the closest they've ever been.
Yeah, they haven't even been to that far that often. No. So, yeah.
Tough.
That is tough. Yeah. Well, now that you mentioned that Sneaky Joe is in your ear about it, that lends more credence to the idea that this random text that I've not followed up on with my oldest son, who works on the morning show, is probably was related to, like, do you want to do this? Because if Joe's talking about it, maybe Owen was a part of that conversation this morning. I'm just guessing. I just woke up to a World Series game. Not even a question mark, just those three words. World Series game. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
Pretty much the only thing it could mean.
Right. Yeah.
I am wearing a Blue Jays t-shirt that was a gift from my wife last night for my birthday, she said, which is a couple of weeks away. But she was in Canada,
all right,
because we are always in Canada, and she bought this t-shirt for me and gave it to me as a gift and said, you know, I thought you might want to wear this tomorrow. And I feel a little bit like the kid wearing the new sweater on the first day of school.
Yeah.
Like, was that you? I don't know. Once I became a little bit more aware, I made sure not to wear the best new Christmas present to school on the first day back.
No, I always went for it. I was always busting out the new. I went to the concert last night. Here's the t-shirt I bought.
Okay.
I've always been that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, if you went to a big concert tonight, tomorrow you'd be in here with that shirt.
Yeah.
I see. I did that, well, maybe more than once, but I know one time I did that is 1988 when the Bills clinched the AFC East over the Jets when the goalpost came down. And I've told you how I have a piece of that net, or I used to at least, from the field goal, you know, from the stadium. And on the walk from, I wasn't driving then either, my friend was, but on our walk back from the stadium to his car, you know, you have vendors out there. And I had to buy a hat to wear to school the next day,
mm-hmm,
to signify I was at that game. I remember the hat perfectly. It was a white corduroy Bills hat with a logo, and it said 1988 AFC East champs.
That's pretty sweet.
I had to have it.
I can see that hat. I love that hat.
Yeah.
I need a good corduroy Bills hat.
Do you?
I had a corduroy Bills hat years ago that, I really liked it, but I don't know where it went. But they're back. They're sort of, New Era's got you can almost buy any kind of hat you can imagine for your favorite teams now. And corduroy is on the radar.
Well, the t-shirt means I can't wear the visor.
Yeah, right.
Because that's breaking a fashion law.
Well,
two sports logos.
You reminded me now that you mentioned that you're wearing that. I didn't notice it. Didn't know that it was new. I did have the thought today I have a Vancouver Canadiens baseball cap that I got when we were out in Vancouver a couple of summers ago. That's a AA affiliate of the Blue Jays.
Oh.
And in fact, who pitched game six?
Savage.
Yeah. John Gale texted me, like, some neighbor of his got in the mail his Vancouver Canadiens Savage jersey yesterday to wear. And I thought, I should wear my Canadiens hat today. And I forgot it.
Yeah, he pitched at five levels this year.
Yeah.
From high A all the way up to the majors. Started game six of the LCS. He'll almost definitely start in the series, right?
I would think, yeah.
I mean, what a year to start at high A.
Right, right.
Through New Hampshire, the Fisher Cats in, mm-hmm, New Hampshire? Guerrero, yep, played there.
Yeah.
Then eventually here and to the Jays. So that's a pretty good year. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.